Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Owen. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librand. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacoby for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Swindell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella bunts towards the mound. Librand fields it and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allenson moves to third. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Owen strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Pecota. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Pecota steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Paul Zuvella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zuvella is 0-for-0 in the game. Zuvella hits a fly ball for an out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Librand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-2. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pecota is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tabler moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby has Tabler trapped. There's the throw to Allenson and back to Jacoby, who tags Tabler for the out. Tartabull moves to third. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson is walked intentionally. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pecota is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pecota bunts between the mound and first base. Swindell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pecota for the out. Tartabull scores. White moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0-for-1 in the game. Zuvella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zuvella moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Zuvella applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Wellman now playing shortstop. Bill Pecotin now playing first base. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.